Bottom of the sixth inning. Southwestern on top 7-6 after the big grand slam from Robert Perea. And now the Dog defense has to get back to work. And now the situation has changed a little bit for Moreno on the mound.
Yeah.
You work with a lead instead of a five-run deficit, as it'll be Weiss to lead things off for Monticello here in the sixth. 1, 2, and 3 batters due up for the Weevils as the first pitch in for a called strike on the curve from Moreno. And it's nothing and one. Moreno comes set, 0-1 pitch. Checks his swing in for a called strike anyway, the change up of the letters. Nothing and two. 7-6 Dogs. If you left us for about 15 minutes and came back, you missed a lot. 7-6 Dogs up, 0-2 pitch. Fastball high and away. Trying to get him to chase, and it's 1-2. A wild one here in Enid this afternoon. 1-2 from Moreno. Missing down and away with the curveball, 2-2. Dogs got on the board first in the fourth with a single RBI double from Marion McLean. Then Monticello busted it open in the bottom of the fourth. They score 5 runs. Added another in the bottom of the fifth as the 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss on the fastball down and in. Brady Weiss retired on the strikeout for out number one. First strikeout for Moreno, and it brings up Garrett Dodd. The Dogs answer back with 6 in the top of the sixth, starting with a 2-RBI double from McLean, and then the grand slam from Perea. First pitch into Garrett Dodd, a called strike going back to the changeup, nothing and one. Dodd 0-for-3, 2 ground outs to short, a fly out to left.
A little bit different Moreno this inning as well.
0-1 pitch. Missing down for a ball. It's 1-1. Still going from the stretch, it appears. And
yeah, he must have just kind of felt comfortable with that and kept going with it.
1-1 pitch. Fly ball hit out to deep left field. Duncan going back at the warning track. Looks to have space and does. Makes the catch just shy of the wall in left field toward the corner. And Garrett Dodd flies out to deep left for out number 2 in the sixth, bringing up Brian Ray. The difference between the Perea Grand Slam and that fly ball there, the wind was not, it's up a little, but it's not what it was for Perea's slam.
Yeah.
The double by McLean hitting off the base, the wind doing some things, it's breaking the Bulldogs' way at the moment.
Yeah, it's nice to see some breaks go Swasu's way, because early it just kind of felt like there was a couple of things that might have gone Monticello's way.
First pitch missing for a ball down to Brian Ray. It's 1-0. 1-0 pitch. Fastball missing up and away. 2-0. Ray has started both scoring innings for the Weevils with a walk and a hit by pitch. He singled back in the first inning. 3-15 hitter on the season. Nobody on, 2 outs, bottom of the sixth. 2-0 for Moreno, grounded sharply to first. Sanchez down on his knees, scoops it up, and beats his man to the bag. Ray retired on the ground as a first unassisted. What a sixth inning for the Dogs. A sixth spot in the top half, and the Weevils go 1-2-3 in the bottom half. To the seventh, you're listening to Bulldog Baseball, fueled by ASAP General Stores on Coyote Classic. 7-6, Southwestern leads as we go to the top of the seventh inning. Dogs will bring the middle part of the order again. Sanchez, Bertner, and Duncan, the same part of the order that got it started in the six-run sixth. 7-6, Southwestern. Rogelio Sanchez, 1-for-3, the single in the sixth. To left field to open it up. First pitch from Lipke and a sinking liner into left field. A base hit for Rogelio Sanchez. The Dogs open the seventh the same way they closed the sixth. Or they open the sixth, rather. Runner on first, and nobody out for Brady Bertner. Bertner, 1-for-3, a double in the fourth. Flew out to center back in the sixth inning. Lipke, the righty, brings home the pitch. First pitch, a fly ball hits a deep right field, but it's going to be foul and out of play.
Well, the foul.
Off the roof of the baseball building down the line. And it's 1-0 on Burtner.
That right field line plays very short, so that ball is fair. It's gone, but it's well fouled.
Now 300 to the corner here at David Allen Ballpark in Enid.
And Burtner's been seeing it well all day. He has a double, and then he lined out his last at-bat, but it was a very well-hit double.
He lays down a bunt, but it pops over the pitcher. It's going to work out to get the runner at second, though. The bunt was almost perfectly placed as he showed bunt. Lipke came running off the mound to try to field it. It popped it over his head, but because it was a pop-up, Sanchez had to freeze. And then when it came to the turf, there was plenty of time for Lipke to recover, throw Sanchez out at second, and get Burtner at first, or Burtner reaches on the fielder's choice. A little bit of an unfortunate play there, but you do that bunt with nobody on, that's a base hit. First pitch to Chase Duncan, in for a called strike. It's nothing and one. Never want to pop a bunt up.
No,
that would have been about the best case scenario.
There was nothing Rogelio could have done on that.
No.
It was just unfortunate. I mean, yeah, great. It was a great bunt if no one's on there, but he's got to freeze in that situation.
0-1 pitch, line drive through the hole into left field, a base hit for Chase Duncan. He had a hit his last time up, gets another here, first and second, one out, and brings up Daniel Richardson. Richardson with a single and two walks. Dogs would love another couple of runs here and try to add some insurance, but as we've seen today, no lead is going to be safe in this game. 7-6 Southwestern in the top of the seventh. Two on, one out. Lipke first pitch to Daniel Richardson, missing up and in with the curveball, 1-0. Lipke, a 4.58 ERA on the season, 3-2, all out of the bullpen. Over 37 and a third innings. Righty brings home the 1-0 pitch and misses just off the black down and away from Richardson with another curve. It's 2-0.
Yep, 2-0, and there's no one else I want hitting with a 2-0 count than Daniel Richardson right here.
Wind trying to push things toward left field, but not much to speak of at the moment. 2-0 pitch. Richardson watches a good one come by. The curveball cut across the plate for called strike one. 2-1.
It's a good take. It's a 2-0 off speed. That's not what he's looking for, but you got to kind of tip your hat to the pitcher. He's going to throw a 2-0 off speed for a strike right there.
Lipke's been thrown in the upper 60s for that curve. 2-1 pitch, hammered to left field. Richardson pointing toward the dugout. It's a three-run home run. Daniel Richardson with his 10th bomb of the season. And the Dogs lead it 10-6 in the seventh.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't jinx it right there. I had a weird feeling, Mike. I had a weird feeling that one was going to go prior to him hitting that. That's awesome.
Second homer of the game for the Dogs in as many innings. Daniel Richardson knew it as soon as he hit it. Takes it to straightaway left. Southwestern leads 10-6.
And that ball was a no-doubter. That ball was gone at any ballpark you play at.
And so now another meeting on the mound, and Monticello in a hurry to get someone else loose. Lipke coming on in relief of Chambers. And now the Dogs with back-to-back crooked numbers on the scoreboard. 10-6 Southwestern here in the top of the seventh, and now Coach Harvey coming out of the dugout late, allowing his infielders to meet on the mound first, and now trying to just buy his bullpen a little more time as he comes out to meet on the mound with Lipke and Weiss. 6 in the sixth, 3 in the seventh for the Dogs. They lead at 10-6 here in Enid in the top of the seventh. The grand slam by Perea, the three-run homer by Daniel Richardson. And to beat Arkansas Monticello, you probably got to put 10 on the board. The Dogs have done that right now.
At least.
Yes. Dogs with 10 runs on 12 hits, and they are going to go ahead and make the move to the bullpen. So the late decision in Monticello will change things up again. We'll take a break with the change. You're listening to Bulldog Baseball, fueled by ASAP General Stores on Coyote Classic. Jake Kiley, the new pitcher for Arkansas Monticello. 10-6 Southwestern with nobody on, one out in the top of the seventh inning. The three-run home run from Daniel Richardson, spelling the end for Jared Lipke, who goes an inning. Three runs, three hits, no walks, no strikeouts. And the Bulldog offense fairly quiet for the first five innings. They had opportunities, took advantage of one in the fourth, but six in the sixth, three in the seventh. They lead at 10-6 over the Weevils. But again, no lead is safe in this game. The Weevils already have a five-run inning this afternoon. So the Dogs will try to continue to add to it. And here's Marion McLean. McLean, two for three with two doubles and three RBI. First pitch from Keeley, or missing up and away for a ball. It's 1-0. Kiley is 1-2 with a couple of saves out of the bullpen, a 7.09 ERA over 33 innings, just one start on the season. That was all the way back on February 6th. 1-0 pitch, it's a line drive lifted to deep right field. Going back is Round, and that's in the seats of right field. A solo shot from Marion McLean.
Back-to-back, baby.
Back-to-back jacks, and the Dogs lead it 11-6. Have yourself a day, Marion McLean. I was all on the Robert Perea bus for player of the game. I may have to change the vote here.
Yeah, McLean is putting in a solid ballot there.
First pitch to Brooks Benson, missing up and in for a ball. It's 1-0. Benson is 0 for 2, a couple of strikeouts. He walked in the sixth. Bases empty again, one out in the seventh. Dogs with four home here in the seventh to lead 11-6. First pitch, or the 1-0 pitch, checks his swing, did not go on the curveball, missing down and away, 1-1. Or 2-0, excuse me. Bulldogs with an 11-6 lead in the seventh. 2-0 pitch is popped up. That one didn't have the distance or the right direction. It goes out of play. Foul, 2-1. And now at 11-6. You have to mention the elephant in the room for Southwestern. This team has never won a Great American Conference tournament game. You're up 5 in the 7th. Dogs trying to find a way here. And the 2-1 pitch, a high towering fly ball to deep right field. This one looks like the park will hold it, though. Coming in just inside the warning track is Rout, and he'll pull it in and right. And Benson flies out to right for out number 2. That was trying to be an opposite field blast, and Benson just didn't quite have enough on it. Bases empty, two down for Robert Perea. Boy, that would have been something. Bulldogs get back-to-back homers here in the seventh. They lead at 11-6, and now Perea, who hit the grand slam his last time up. First pitch, missing up for a ball. It's 1-0. Tell you this, if you've never seen Robert Perea, Just looking at him, you can tell he's not a home run hitter.
No, not at all. Not at all.
But he got it last inning, the 1-0 pitch, missing down for a ball with a fastball. It's 2-0.
And what's beautiful about it is, you know, you look at the stat line, he is our lowest batting average in the lineup, but who cares, you know? Postseason, got to love it.
2-0 pitch to Perea, fastball up and in, 3-0. Ryan Miranda, the leadoff man in the order, waiting on deck. Dogs with four home here in the seventh. They lead at 11-6. 3-0 pitch is in for a called strike of the knees. And inside, 3-1. Jake Kiley working from behind in the count. Righty into his windup, another 3-1 pitch, and taking all the way, Perea takes called strike two at the knees with the fastball, 3-2. Dogs with another big old crooked number here in the seventh. 3-2 pitch. High ball four with the fastball, and Robert Perea is aboard for the third time today. Brings up Miranda, who's 0-for-3 with three ground outs and a sacrifice bunt. We'll take a moment for Miranda to come over and talk to J.R. Head, who comes up from the third base coach's box. Miranda, 374 hitter on the season, one of the better hitters in the GAC, but looking for his first hit of this tournament. 11-6, dogs by four in the seventh, or dogs by five in the seventh. Can't do math today. As the first pitch in for a strike, it's nothing and one. That's why I'm in radio and not in accounting. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss on the curveball down and in to Miranda. It's nothing and two. Jake Kiley trying to put a bad couple of innings behind Monticello here. 11-6 Southwestern, 10 runs over the 6th and 7th innings. 0-2 delivery, ground ball right side, three hops out to the second baseman Rios on the outfield grass. He'll throw on to first for the out, and Miranda grounds out to the second baseman for out number three. But the Dogs add four more in the seventh. Three-run homer by Daniel Richardson, the solo shot from Arian McLean. 11-6 Dogs at the stretch. You're listening to Bulldog Baseball, fueled by ASAP General Stores on Coyote Classic.